Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. On this episode, we'll discuss some of the global biosimilar policy news that came out during the month of March, including a new bill in Congress and two Canadian jurisdictions implementing switching policies. To begin, Canada had a big month as two jurisdictions, a province and a territory, announced that they will implement biosimilar switching policies. The jurisdictions join eight others. Newfoundland and Labrador was first, and its policy concerns patients currently or in need of treatment using Copaxone, Enbrel, Humalog, Humira, Lantus, Lovenox, Novorapid, Remicade, and Rituxan. Patients currently taking one of the aforementioned originators will have until March 31st, 2023 to switch to a biosimilar or lose coverage. The Yukon government announced its plan shortly after. Initially, the policy will only apply to adalimumab and insulin glargine biosimilars, but will expand to include other products in the future. Patients on Humira, known as reference adalimumab, or Lantus, reference insulin glargine, will have 6 months to transition to a biosimilar, and treatment-naive patients in need of therapy with either agent will automatically be prescribed a biosimilar. In Belgium, researchers proposed new policy recommendations in a study to realign financial incentives and provide more information on biosimilars to medical professionals, especially on switching and using structured discussions between healthcare professional stakeholders. Additionally, study authors in China made recommendations on how to improve the country's biosimilar regulatory system and refine biosimilar guidelines. Some of the recommendations addressed label managing, nomenclature policies, and defining interchangeability. Dr. Ivo Ibrahim, chief scientist of Matrix 45 and a professor at the University of Arizona, examined recent guidelines from the World Health Organization and how they view interchangeability in animal study requirements. The article was the second part of a two-part series on the new recommendations. In the U.S., a new bill known as the Increasing Access to Biosimilars Act of 2023, or H.R. 1352, seeking to establish a demonstration project that would establish a shared savings model for biosimilars under Medicare, was introduced to Congress. The bill was written by Representative Richard Hudson, a Republican from North Carolina, and was referred to the Committee on Energy and Commerce and the Committee on Ways and Means. At the Festival of Biologics, two presentations focused on possible policies that practices can implement to boost biosimilar adoption. One focused on the current published evidence regarding biosimilar to biosimilar switching. Although there isn't much published work, there is a lot of real-world evidence establishing the safety of this type of medication switching from U.S. Veterans Affairs and European countries with tender systems. During the other presentation, Julie Reed, executive director of the Biosimilars Forum, warned that without nationwide policy changes to remove barriers to biosimilar adoption, such as pharmacy benefit manager interference and patent thickets, manufacturers may not want to continue investing in biosimilar development. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read more about the stories that we discussed today, you can find the links in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.